In this bulletin, the Climate Council welcomes the use of renewable energy in response to surging energy prices. The Australian government urged to act to help stateless children in Syria following a landmark High Court ruling. And in the NRL, Queensland wins the State of Origin series opener. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Tina Quinn. Good morning. The Federal Energy Minister, Chris Bowen, says that the energy market operator will be given more power to store gas for future shortfalls in supply, particularly during times when energy prices spike. Speaking after meeting with state and territory energy ministers, Mr. Bowen says they agreed on 11 points of action, including the development of a plan to ensure stable energy supply, which will focus on renewable energy and storage rather than coal. The Energy Security Board has been tasked with developing the plan, which will be presented to ministers at the next meeting in July. Mr. Bowen dismissing concerns that energy outages might become more frequent with the transition to renewables.
No, I don't accept that as inevitable. What I do accept is that is a result if you get it wrong. That's the result of poor planning and a previous government which didn't see the opportunities of transmission, didn't see the opportunities of renewable energy. Because you've got to get this transformation right. So I don't accept it's inevitable that we're going to see the sort of crises we've seen over the last week. That's not a result of transitioning to renewables. That's a result of poor planning and poor policy.
The father of an Australian woman detained for years with her three children in a camp in Syria says he hopes a landmark High Court ruling will allow them to be brought to Australia. Yesterday, the High Court found that the then Home Affairs Minister, Karen Andrews, unlawfully removed the Australian citizenship of a suspected terrorist in July of 2021. He didn't face trial in Australia as his family and lawyers could not locate him. The group Save the Children says that the ruling also has implications for 47 Australian children who are trapped in camps in Syria, as the section of law in the Australian Citizenship Act also applies to children aged between 14 and 18. Sydney-based father Kamal Dabusi told SBS News he hopes the federal government intervenes to ensure the safety of the children.
There are children that will no longer be made stateless unintentionally as a result of these laws that were self-executing, by the way. So I would hope that children are now entitled to the protection and rights that any other Australian child would be entitled to. It will be in the hands of the government to how they enact it and how quickly they enact on things. And I of course, will speak up and seek some representation to see what they can do quickly.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk insists it's the federal government's responsibility to determine whether the Nada Salingham family should receive a permanent visa. The family returned home to the Queensland town of Billawheeler on Wednesday morning after 4 years in immigration detention. The Premier says it's a federal matter to decide on visa applications for asylum seeker families, but that the Queensland government has support services in place.
We work with the federal government in terms of there's supportive housing and there's English language classes that operate through some of our TAFE systems. But I think it's a very good day today that families returning home to Queensland.
United Nations Secretary-General Antonio Guterres says that the UN is working on a package which would export millions of tons of grain and other commodities from Ukraine and allow unimpeded access to global markets for Russian food fertilizers. Ukraine is one of the world's largest exporters of wheat, corn and sunflower oil, but a Russian blockade of its ports have halted much of that flow. Russia and Turkey have both voiced support for the creation of a safe maritime corridor in the Black Sea for Ukrainian grain exports, but argue that this should be accompanied by easing Western sanctions on the Kremlin. Mr. Guterres warns that the ripple effects of the war could increase the number of people who face severe food insecurity by 47 million this year alone.
The war, together with the other crises, is threatening to unleash an unprecedented wave of hunger and destitution, leaving social and economic chaos in its wake. Vulnerable people and vulnerable countries are already being hit hard, but make no mistake, no country or community will be left untouched by this cost of living crisis.
The global outlook for economic growth has been dragged down by Russia's war in Ukraine and the associated energy and food crises. The OECD expects the global economy to expand 3% in 2022. That's a smaller growth than its December prediction of 4.5%. Inflation is forecast at nearly 9% for the OECD's 38 member countries, which includes Australia, nearly double the previous estimate. OECD Chief Economist and Deputy Secretary General Lawrence Boone says the economic turmoil will be widespread.
And let me start by saying that we're all paying the price of Russia's aggression against Ukraine. First and foremost, Ukrainians, obviously. But the war is also a big shock to the world economy. It will drag growth down, and it is pushing inflation higher.
In the NRL, Cameron Munster has produced three famous state of origin plays to lead Queensland to a shock 16-10 upset over New South Wales in the series opener. With four debutants in their side, Queensland were forced to overcome an ankle injury, which sidelined winger Xavier Coates in the first half, while newcomer Jeremiah Nane battled through a similar issue. Captain of the Maroons, Daly Cherry-Evans, says the team did feel they had something to prove after the Blues won last year's series.
Any player who played in last year's series, we just wanted a chance to come back and show that this jersey means something to us. This is a good start, mate. The series not won, but it's a good start.
Game 2 will take place in Perth in a fortnight, and if the series remains alive, the final game will take place in Brisbane. And that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Tina Quinn.